7:51 on Connect FM, and we continue your morning connection this Friday with a Pittsburgh Pirates spring training update, sponsored by Jim's Custom Collision in Dubois and Falls Creek, making friends by accident. And on this first official day of spring, we get another update on spring training with Joe Block, Pirates announcer. Joe, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dan.
It's great to talk to you once again, especially as we really do enter spring, and we do that as the Pirates are about to wrap up spring training.
Yeah, Monday's the final spring training game, and after that game, the Pirates will depart and head to New York and get their final preparations in for the opener on Thursday against the Mets. So
yeah,
really these last few days, a couple things, you know, the roster being rounded out, guys, if decisions haven't been made, they're going to try to break some ties, in these games. And so, certainly, tensions heightened a little bit internally, but, for those players. And then, for the mainstays, especially the hitters, you know, for me, this is their time, this past few days and these next couple, getting out there and getting those at bats and trying to get into a rhythm at the plate, because they're used to playing every day, and in spring it's so sporadic, the playing time. But now they're getting in there, getting their at bats, and trying to get locked in for the season.
Absolutely, fine tuning time. And before spring training breaks, there is a series of spring breakout games. Could you tell us about that and the young Pirates that will be involved?
Yeah, it started last night throughout baseball. The Pirates game is tonight against the Tigers prospects, and it's going to be Seth Hernandez, the Pirates' first-round pick from last year, starting for the Pirates tonight. And you'll see Connor Griffin in that game for the Pirates. You'll see Kevin McGonigal in that game for the Tigers. So that's the first and second-ranked prospect, according to MLB Pipeline, in that game tonight. That's going to be at 7:35 tonight. Sportsnet Pittsburgh will have it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have S&P, MLB Network has it as well. So, and then several of the other Pirates prospects will be in that game as well. So it's fun to see kind of the future of the Pirates. Pipeline ranks the Pirates among the top farm systems in baseball. So number three overall is their rank, and with the Pirates having five different top 100 prospects. So it'll be fun to watch some of those guys in action against guys their age. You know, Connor Griffin's case, he's been playing all the old men. So he'll go back and, at least for a day, play some of the guys and maybe, well, still everybody's older than him, even, you know, at that level too. But it'll be fun to watch tonight.
Yeah, you'd have to get a college all-star game together to, for Connor to have guys his age.
Yeah, now Seth Hernandez is coming out of high school too, so that's the starting pitcher tonight. But there's a few of those guys, but boy, it's been unusual to see, you know, Griffin kind of just normalized him, but it's like, wait a minute. He's going to still play. Almost everybody's going to be older than him in this game tonight. So,
absolutely.
Kind of crazy to think about.
Well, one of the, I guess we could probably say, no-brainer decisions that was made official yesterday was the fact that Paul Skeens will be the starting pitcher for the opening matchup between the Buccos and the Mets. Could you kind of maybe give a solid prediction as best you can on what his supporting cast will be when the Pirates take the field in New York on Thursday?
Well, we know that Brian Reynolds is going to play left field, and O'Neill Cruz is in center, and Ryan O'Hearn is in right field, and Spencer Horwitz is at first base. Brandon Lau is at second base. I would guess Henry Davis is doing the catching. He caught Skeens from April 14th on last year. Once Andy Rodriguez got injured, Davis came in middle of the first inning of that game and caught him every single inning after that. So, I think you can definitely have that in. I would think Jared Triolo is going to start at third base, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all, you know, written in firm pencil. But at shortstop, that's the big question mark in that opening day lineup. So do they go with Griffin, who, again, he's not exactly torn the cover off the ball at the second half of the spring. We've seen now pitchers being, you know, especially established major league pitchers be able to pitch to him. You know, he's shown an aptitude for making adjustments at times, and then at other times he's been pitched to. So there's an argument to be made there that he needs more refinement at the plate. Defensively, Griffin has looked really good. I think Alika Williams at shortstop has looked really good defensively. Yeah. And Williams has shown an improved bat. And, you know, in terms of long-term potential, Griffin outpaces Williams by tenfold. However, as of today, you know, which at-bat do you want to have up there? It might be Williams over Griffin today because of Williams' experience in the major leagues and where he's been at AAA. So I can see where the Pirates go either way with it. If you say, look, we're going to let Griffin go ahead and get his feet wet, he might be hitting one something into May, but he's going to make those adjustments and he's going to be around big league hitters to help him along and big league coaches and see big league pitching and get better that way. You know, iron sharpens iron. Or do you say, look, he's only 19. We've never had a teenager start on opening day in the history of the Pittsburgh Pirates, dating back to the 1800s. Let's just continue on here and let him, you know, continue his development. And when he's ready, he'll tell us with his bat. So, you know, either way, I think I can see what the Pirates would do here. But to me, Alika Williams looks like, even though he's not on the roster, that he's such a good defensive shortstop. I want somebody that can make those outs for me, you know, at shortstop. It's such an important position. And if you're going to have good pitching, you got to have good defense. And the Pirates have probably sacrificed a little defense for offense. But at shortstop, it's so critical. So I'd like to see Williams there if it's not Griffin. But it'll be interesting to see what they do. It could be Nick Gonzalez as well, who's gotten some time there at shortstop this spring.
Okay. Well, Joe, we appreciate the inside information, and we anticipate to see what those final decisions will be. And we'll get one last check-in with you on Monday morning. We're looking forward to it. Have a great weekend, Joe Block.
Thanks. You too, Dan. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you then.
All right. Thanks. Joe Block, Pirates announcer, giving us some inside information on the Pittsburgh Pirates and their spring training, which is wrapping up in the next few days. And the spring training update on Connect FM was sponsored by Jim's Custom Collision in Dubois and Falls Creek, making friends by accident.